Chapter 14, Your Organizational Strategy. All organizations are hierarchical. At each level, people serve under those above them. An organization is therefore a structured institution. If it is not structured, it is a mob. Mobs do not get things done. They destroy things. Theodore Levitt, Management for Business Growth. Everybody wants to get organized, but when you suggest that they start by creating an organization chart, all you get is doubtful and sometimes hostile stares. "Don't be ridiculous," a client once retorted. "We're just a small company. We don't need an organization chart. We need better people." Despite his protestations, I persisted, because I knew something he didn't. I knew that the organizational development reflected in the organization chart can have a more profound impact on a small company than any other single business development step. Organizing around personalities. Most companies organize around personalities rather than around functions. That is, around people rather than accountabilities or responsibilities. The result is almost always chaos. To best show you what I mean, let's take a look at Widget Makers, a new company formed by Jack and Murray Hopeful, brothers and now partners in an enterprise that they're sure will make them rich. Jack and Murray start their partnership, as most do, by sharing the work. When Jack's not making the widget, Murray is. When Jack's not helping the customer, Murray is. When Murray's not doing the books, Jack is. In the beginning, the business hums like a well-oiled machine. The shop is spotless. The windows gleam. The floors are meticulous. The customers smile. And Jack and Murray hustle. Taking turns, always taking turns. On Monday, Murray opens up. On Tuesday, Jack. On Wednesday, Murray. On Thursday, Jack. After all, they're partners, aren't they? If they don't do it, who will? It's only fair that they share the work. And they go on that way, and the business begins to grow. All of a sudden, there's more work than either Murray or Jack can handle. They have to get help. So they hire Jerry, a great guy, and a nephew to boot. As long as they have to pay someone, might as well keep it in the family. Now it's Jack, Murray, and Jerry, taking turns, taking turns. When Jack's not doing the books, Murray is. And when Murray and Jack aren't, Jerry is. Now, when Murray isn't working with a customer, either Jack or Jerry is. Or when Jack isn't opening up, Murray is, or Jerry. Things are moving. The business is jumping. Jack and Murray and Jerry are as busy as three people can be. It isn't long before Herb joins them, Jack's wife's brother, a good guy, a hard worker, willing and eager. Now it's Jack, Murray, Jerry, and Herb, taking turns, taking turns. When Jack's not doing the books, Herb is, or Murray, or Jerry. When Murray's not working with a customer, it's Jack, or Jerry, or Herb. When Jerry's not making widgets, it's Murray, or Jack, or Herb. Everybody's opening up. Everybody's answering the telephone. Everybody's going out for sandwiches. Everybody's making deposits. Taking turns, taking turns, taking turns. But suddenly, the widgets begin to come back. They don't seem to be working like they used to. "We never had this trouble before," says Jack to Murray. Murray looks at Herb. Herb looks at Jerry. All of a sudden, the books begin to look funny. "We never had this trouble before," says Murray to Jack. Jack looks at Jerry. Jerry looks at Herb. And that's not all. The shop is beginning to fall apart. Tools are missing. Dust is getting in the widgets. Corrugated cardboard is strewn about the work table. Nails are in the screw boxes and screws in the nail boxes. Jack and Murray and Jerry and Herb are beginning to bump into each other on their way in and out. They're elbowing for room in the workspace. Windows aren't getting cleaned. Floors aren't getting swept. Tempers begin to mount. But who's to say something? And what? And to whom? If everybody's doing everything, then who's accountable for anything? If Jack and Murray are partners, who's in charge? If both, then what happens when Jack tells Jerry to do something that Murray won't allow him to do? When Herb wants to go for lunch, who does he tell? Jack? Murray? Jerry? Who's accountable for making certain that the store is manned? When the widgets go bad, who's accountable for correcting the condition? When the books are unbalanced, who's accountable for balancing them? When the floors need cleaning, when the windows need washing, when the shop needs opening or closing, when the customers need tending, who's accountable for producing the results? What Jack and Murray don't understand is that without an organization chart, everything hinges on luck and good feelings, on the personalities of the people and the goodwill they share. Unfortunately, personalities, good feelings, goodwill, and luck aren't the only ingredients of a successful organization. Alone, they're the recipe for chaos and disaster. Organization needs something more. Organizing your company. Let's start widget makers all over again. Jack and Murray Hopeful are sitting in their kitchen. They have decided to form Widget Makers. They are excited about its prospects, but know that if it's to succeed, they have to approach it differently from the way most people start a new business. The first thing they decide to do is to think about the business as a corporation rather than as a partnership. Rather than thinking of themselves as partners, they now think of themselves as shareholders. Having both worked in partnerships with other people and failed, Jack and Murray know that there's nothing more disastrous than a partnership gone bad, as so many do. Unless it's a family business, that is. Jack and Murray already know that family businesses are even worse than partnerships. But a partnership that's also a family business? No, Jack and Murray decide to do it a different way. Sitting there at the kitchen table, Jack and Murray each take a blank piece of paper and print their names at the top of the page. Under each name, they print Primary Aim. For the next hour or so, Jack and Murray each visualizes how he would like to have his life look and writes his conclusions on the page in front of him. Then they spend another hour or so talking about what they wrote, sharing their personal dreams with each other, perhaps discovering in that hour more about each other than they had known in all their years as brothers. The next step Jack and Murray take is to draw a line across a blank piece of paper about a third of the way down. Above the line, they write in bold letters the word shareholders. They have agreed with each other that is to be their role outside of the business. Inside of the business, they've agreed, they'll from this time forward think of themselves as employees. They realize this will save them a lot of trouble later on. The next step will require some time, the creation of the strategic objective for Widget Makers, Inc. Jack and Murray go at it enthusiastically. Murray agrees to do the necessary research concerning the central demographic model they've tentatively chosen. How many potential buyers are there in the territory in which they've decided to do business? Is the population growing? What is the competition? How are widgets priced and how are they selling? Is there a future for widgets in the territory? What is the anticipated growth of the territory? Any zoning changes expected? Murray also agrees to create a questionnaire and mail it to a sample of their central demographic model consumers to find out how they feel they're treated by other widget companies. At the same time, Murray is to personally call 150 of these consumers. He'll conduct a needs analysis to get a better understanding of how they think and feel about widgets. What do widgets mean to them? How have widgets changed their lives? If they could have any kind of widget at all, what would it look like? How would it feel to use it? What do they want a good widget to do for them? Murray agrees to do the research by a certain date. Meanwhile, Jack agrees to pull together the preliminary financial data needed to secure a loan from the bank, an operating pro forma and a cash flow projection for the first year of operation. Once the information about the consumer, the competition, and the pricing is collected, Jack and Murray will meet again and complete their strategic objective and plug in the final numbers needed for the loan. Luck is with them. The information Murray collects about their central demographic model, the competition, and the pricing is more than encouraging. They complete their strategic objective and then begin the task of organizational development, the creation of their organization chart. Since their strategic objective has indicated how they'll be doing business, one location, assembling and selling widgets, and widget-related accessories to a specific consumer within the territory described as North Marine West, Jack and Murray agree that their organization chart will require the following positions.